All right, here again at Challenge Dubai. Really lucky to be hanging with a guy I consider probably the premier triathlete on the planet, Mr. Javier Gomez.
Hello.
Javi, great to see you again.
Great to see you too. How are you?
I am one. We missed you at the party this year, but I knew you'd be over here.
Yeah. We had a big race, so I had to be here.
So talk a little bit about balancing between, because yours 2016 is still number one, right? You want to get the gold medal. You got the silver last time. So gold is the idea.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you won 70.3 world championships.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in this world, this triple crown.
Yeah, well, still my preparation goes towards ITU and Olympic distance.
Yes.
I'm focused on that. But I like to do different things, and I just don't train really specific for this kind of middle distance races. I just ride on my TT bike every now and then, do some specific stuff on it.
Right.
But yeah, it's a distance that suits me very well, and I think we train enough to be competitive also for a 3.5, 3 hours, 45 race.
Yes. What's interesting is when I equate it to running, your top 5K and 10K guys seamlessly moved to the marathon, right? Because they had the speed, and everybody was running, you know, 80 to 100 miles no matter what.
Yeah.
So you really haven't had to bump your mileage up that much for these type of races, right?
Yeah, not really. I'm still doing pretty much the same mileage as I do for a 10K race. It's just a different pace, and I think it's more about know how to pace yourself during the race, because we are used to 5K races, 10K races, and you always start really fast. And here, even though you might feel you're going slow, you're still probably going faster than you think.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that and pace yourself, and just try your best until the end.
So we won't see you in an Ironman race, Iron Distance race, until after 2016, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, not after 2016. After that, I'll see what I do with my life and my career. But obviously, going long is an option, and it's an option that I'm excited about, and eventually I will do it.
When you look at this season in this Triple Crown with these three races, will you try to do all three of these?
Yeah, that's the goal. I want to do the three of them. They are pretty well separated. One now, another one in August, and the last one in December. So it's going to be a long year, but my main focus now is just to secure my slot for Olympic Games, try to qualify, and then do well this 70.3 races. And next year I'll be totally focused on Olympics, so probably no middle distance or no other races, at least before the Olympics.
Is there a difference in the nutrition? The nutrition during the racing that's different from what you do. I can't imagine you taking much when you're racing besides just grabbing something from an aid station during an Olympic format.
Oh, no. For Olympic distance, I probably have only one gel. Some races, not even that.
Yeah.
And here, I wasn't very good with my nutrition in Mont-Tremblant. I had a couple of gels only.
Yes.
And I should have had a bit more. And especially in a race like this in Dubai, it's going to be a bit hotter than it was in Mont-Tremblant. So I have to remember to keep drinking and keep having gels, because I just don't want to run out of energy.
When I look at the ITU racing, the speeds are so intense. I mean, you guys are the back in the early days of ITU, I think people could sort of cruise a little bit on the bike. It was a swimmer-runner race, but the sport has changed with you and the Brownleys. I think have really forced it to be you have to do it all across the board.
Yeah, you have to be good in all three, and it might look that we are not pushing hard on the bike, but most of the races, especially with the Brownleys, they race really aggressive, and you see the average speed is always 44, 45 k an hour on a technical courses, and with lots of peaks up of power, like up and down all the time. And the races get very tactical as well, so you need to be smart, you need to take lots of decisions during the race. Whereas like middle distance is a different thing, it's more about yourself, pace yourself. You also have to see what the others are doing, but it's not so tactical as an ITU race.
When you're going from draft legal racing, where you're sitting on another guy's wheel, to a race here where it's 20 meters.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like the fact that it's a serious time trial?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, once if you do drafting, then it's drafting. If you do non-drafting, you have to make sure it's non-drafting.
Yes.
And it's a totally different style of racing, but I think it's good, like having this 20 meters draft zone.
Yes.
You know, and the only thing is that we are lots of pro athletes, and the level is really close to each other, so it's going to be a long line of people.
Yes, it is.
But at least if you keep 20 meters, it's going to be a fair race, you know, or fairer than only 10 or 12 meters. So yeah, I need to be focused on that because I'm not used to non-drafting races, and you always have to look where the guy in front of you is, just not to get too close.
The ITU circuit, you race the same guys over and over again. You know the Brownlees, you know the other guys. How many of these guys are you that familiar with from your ITU racing?
Yeah, that's another key thing for me. In ITU, I know very well everyone.
Yeah, everybody.
And now you know how they race and how is it. And here it's very different. I know a little bit for a couple of races that I did. I know Michael Raller, he's very strong cyclist, really strong runner, a very consistent athlete. I know other ones. They're former ITU athletes. This is Brad
Calfer here
I know him from ITU. He can run very fast. I know Andy Paul's a great swimmer, very solid athlete. But I didn't have much experience with others, and that's sometimes I don't know what to do. You know, if someone breaks away on the bike, you're not sure if you're going to be able to run way faster than him or if you. So, yeah, but I'll learn with races.
So you go off and win Xterra Worlds, win ITU Worlds numerous times, and then you win 70.3 Worlds. You're really the most versatile guy out there. You have a preference? You still like the ITU format the best?
I really like ITU format. It's very intense, very exciting.
Yes.
You really race each other there.
It's racing.
It's real racing. But I also love the Xterra. I have a lot of fun. It was a very tough race. I'm not a very good on the mountain bike, but
good enough.
It was good enough. I gave my best and took a few risks.
Yes.
Many times. And the 70.3 is really exciting. The feel of the competitors are really strong too. Great cyclists, very consistent athletes, and it's a real challenge for me to try to beat them. So all of styles are different, I like them all. Yeah.
Will 70.3 Worlds, will you defend there along with these potentially three 70.3s? That'd be four 70.3s this year.
Will be actually five because I need to finish one to validate.
Right.
So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Want to do the Triple Crown and then see. But it's probably too many 70.3, so I'm not sure about World Championships. It was a great race last year. Loved the Mont-Tremblant. It was a great competition, and it was a great event, very well organized too. But I can't be in every race, so I'll decide a bit later on.
When you came to Kona and watched, what did you learn about that race?
Well, basically, it's a tough race. That's the first thing. I think, the distance is very tough, but the fact that the wind, that crosswinds, and the heat, the humidity, it's a very tough race, and it's not very good for the rookies when you go there for the first time.
Yeah.
You might need some experience to be able to give your best that day in that race. But it was good that I went there a couple of times and know how the course is like, I know how tough is it, and then when I race, I'll discover the real toughness of the race here.
The wind, you mentioned wind, you're going to have, it sounds like it could be really, really windy on Friday. Are you the type of guy who goes, bring it on, tougher the conditions, the better?
Well, I don't know. I don't really like the wind, not too much, but it's true that I've been training in Fuerteventura in the Canary Islands for the last couple of months. It was really, especially windy this year, and the last week was actually dangerous to go out and ride. It was so strong, so I kind of used to the wind. And at the end of the day, it's going to be the same conditions for everyone, I just hope it's a safe race.
Javier, thanks for being a class act, always a class act. We appreciate you coming to the banquet last year. People still talking about you being there. And best of luck this Friday.
Thank you very much.
Javier Gomez has been our guest again. Might be the premier triathlete on the planet. We're here at Challenge Dubai. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.